Welcome back. What's cracking? I'm Jim Rome. Great to be with you on this Thursday. All right, cell phone call is coming up, but as promised, we are joined right now by running back for the San Francisco 49ers. He had 92 yards from scrimmage in last week's win over Arizona for the season. 524 rushing yards, 103 receiving yards. He was a two-time all-conference player at Georgia Southern, a finalist for the Senior Class Award. He was undrafted out of that school. And obviously, the 49ers are having a huge year. They're 8-0, and they're at home against Seattle on Monday night. Big game there. Matt Breida is my guest. Matt, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Matt, I appreciate the visit. As mentioned, you're 8-0. You're coming off that win over Arizona. You've got Seattle coming in Monday night. The entire nation is going to watch. What is life like for you and for the 49ers right now?
They're still taking week by week, like we always do, preparing for Seattle and, trying to get another win.
All right, fair enough. So when you consider, Matt, last year, the team had a number of injuries, and as a result, it was kind of a frustrating 4-12 season. What was it like to go through that? And then having gone through that, what's it feel like to be 8-0?
It's tough going through situations, but at the same time, it's going to make you better. I feel like that's why we're 8-0 right now, because just all the adversity we faced the last 2 years and what this team's been through. So I feel like that helped us in the long run, and that's a big reason why we're 8-0 right now.
Matt Breida joining us. Matt, I've had a number of your teammates on the show this year, and I've asked every one of them when they knew this team might be special or had that potential. When did you first realize that this team had the kind of potential to do something really significant? For instance, was it in camp? Was it during the season? Or maybe at some other point?
I knew it actually the first year, when Kyle and John got here toward the end of the stretch when we had that winning streak. I know that we just had a lot of young players, and once all of us got the playing time and learned the system, that this team could do things that are special, and then just carried over each offseason, and especially going into this last offseason, I knew that our team was going to be great. I feel like we had the right pieces, everyone put in the work, and everything's starting to unfold how we want it to.
So Matt, you've got the right pieces, you've got everybody putting in the work, and then of course the really important thing, you got that buy-in. Like, people always talk about culture like it's not that important, but it really is. For instance, you arrived in Kyle Shanahan's first year. You've seen how the team has grown. How do you explain the way everybody is bought in about the team, and it's not about the individual, is it?
Not at all. I feel like it also reminds me of my college team, how close everyone is on the team. Like you said, it's not about the individual. All of us don't care about our stats or, if we go to the Pro Bowl or all that stuff. All of us care about, just winning at the end of the day and making sure we got each other's back. And I feel like that's a big reason why, all the adversity went through, even games when we played like the Steelers. We had like 5 turns on offense, but the defense had our back, I just feel like things like that have helped us get to this point.
Matt Breida is joining us. Matt, everybody around the league talks about the 49ers running game. How would you describe what it's like to play in Kyle Shanahan's scheme and the way it all comes together that way?
Oh, it's amazing, man. It's probably one of the funnest offenses to play. Definitely one of the hardest, but once you learn it, there's so many ways for you to get open, you to get the ball. It's a dream come true for any running back, receiver, tight end, even quarterback. And, everything's been working out great. And Kyle's, like I've been saying, probably the smartest coach I've been around as far as schematically coming up with plays and just the way he's able to decipher defenses.
On top of that, the thing that really impresses me is the offense has done a lot of this with injuries. Left tackle Joe Staley, right tackle Mike McGlinchey, fullback Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, these guys are all out. So when you consider the fact that you're clicking without critical components like that, how much better is this offense going to be when they do come back?
Oh, it's going to be 10 times better. I mean, you got guys stepping up like Brunskill and School that, coming in this year, not expected to fulfill those roles, but they have. And it just means a lot, even guys like Ross Dwelly, that we know we can count on if those guys do go down again. They got the reps. They've been in there. It's going to be nothing new to them. So we all feel great about that.
Then, Matt, you got that big game Monday night. The last time you hosted a Monday night game, it was Week 5 against Cleveland, and you broke off that 83-yard touchdown run less than 2 minutes into the game. The team was dominant on both sides of the ball. Knowing how special that night was, knowing what it means to have Seattle coming into your place Monday night, how fired up are you for that game?
Super fired up. It's a divisional game, not only that, but it's a big divisional rivalry. And, I always look forward to this game every year, playing twice a year. So I feel like it's going to be a great game. They're going to get our best shot, and I believe we're going to get their best shot.
All right, so I mentioned that run against the Browns. You said that it reminded you of runs that you've been doing since you first started playing football when you were 6. I mean, it seems to me like you're taking this all in stride. It's one thing to do it to other 6-year-olds, but how did it feel to be running away from the best of the best on this level?
It feels amazing. Just growing up, you want to play at this level. You want to be successful at this level. And for me to still be able to do it at this level, it's just an amazing experience. And, I'm blessed every day to be able to play this game.
Matt Breida joining us for a few more moments. You know, Matt, I think that a lot of people know your story, but for those who don't, you played your high school ball at Nature Coast Technical High School in Florida. You set records. Your high school coach was trying to do everything he could to get programs to come recruit you, but most schools were not interested. What was that experience like?
You know, it was a very humbling experience, you know, because coming out, you know, I feel like, you know, I was definitely one of the best players. But at the same time, you know, it made me stay humble, made me work hard. And, you know, I feel like God is everything for a reason. So even though I didn't get recruited by all the big schools, you know, he put me at Georgia Southern for a reason. And, you know, everything has worked out up until this point.
All right, so you go there, and you play mostly special teams as a freshman. Then you dominated your sophomore and junior year under head coach Boy Fritz, who Matt I had on the show earlier this year. Then he accepts the job at Tulane. There's a scheme change. And then you didn't have as big of a senior year, and then you went undrafted. So after being overlooked and coming out of high school and then making your point, you had to go through it again. What was it like the second time and that experience?
Same thing like I said before. You know, I was just believing in God, and, you know, like you said, I went through it before. So I feel like, you know, this is the path I was meant to take. And, you know, it actually, you know, worked out really good. I'm in a great organization. And not only that, but now, you know, I have a little kid that look up to me and say that, you know, they just want to be just like me and do the same thing. So, you know, if I can do it, anyone else can do it.
No, that's true. I mean, after being overlooked in the past, now you're becoming a household name. You're breaking off electric runs in the NFL. People are starting to recognize you. People look up to you. Matt, before you go, I want to ask you about your family, because part of your story is the fact that your mom and your dad, Terry and Mike, adopted you the day after you were born. You said that when you were growing up, there'd be nights when your father wouldn't eat, or he'd eat very little to make sure that you and your brother had enough to be full. What was life like for you growing up, and especially in that family?
You know, I had a very good childhood just because my parents, you know, everything, the sacrifice that they made for both of us. And, you know, I thank them every day for that, because, you know, I could have been in a worse situation. I could have been homeless, you know, without a family. So, you know, I thank them every day, and I'm very lucky to have them in my life. And, just like you said, for things like that, that my parents, that made the sacrifices for us, always made sure they gave us the best of everything that, they could possibly afford. So, you know, that's why I always told myself, you know, if I ever got to this level, and, you know, I just want to make sure I'm able to take care of them, because, you know, they basically take care of me my whole life.
Hey, Matt, I want to elaborate on that point, because you probably wouldn't, but I want to say this. Your father was diagnosed with viral meningitis, which was life-threatening, and then he was in a car accident, and then your mother was in a serious car accident. When you were visiting Georgia Southern on a recruiting trip with your parents, Jeff Monken, who was the head coach, said the thing that stuck out to him more than anything, even more than your football ability, was how you cared for your parents. He said, quote, he would always help his mom and get her situated at every meal. You could see the sense of responsibility he took in that family, end quote. It's extremely high praise. How important has it been for you to be able to look out for them and now take care of them?
Like I said, very extremely important. You know, they've been doing it my whole life. And, you know, I love them, you know, just as they're my real parents. You know, there's no difference between color or anything like that. And, you know, like I said, anything I can do for them, I'm going to do, you know, just as much as I can give back to them. Because, like I said, I could have been in a worse situation in my life, you know, without a family, without a brother. And just for them to provide that for me my whole life, I just want to do as much as possible as I can to make sure that they're well off.
Matt Breida, my guest. And a final thought, you mentioned being a role model. I mentioned this in the intro. You were a finalist for the Senior Class Award in college. It honors activity in the community and the classroom, as well as character and competition. So what's that mean to you, and what's it like for you to be seen as a role model?
It means a lot, because, you know, I feel like a lot of times a lot of us get caught up in just football, and there's more to life than just football. You know, we all love to play this game, you know, for the rest of our lives, but at the end of the day, in reality, you know, we can't. And, you know, I feel like you're going to be remembered for the things that you off the field more than you do on the field. So for me to be, you know, recognized as a finalist for that award, you know, said a lot about my character, but, you know, it just meant a lot to me, because knowing that I'm also doing the right things in the community besides, you know, just playing football and running touchdowns.
San Francisco 8-0 on the season. They've got a big one Monday night. They're at home against Seattle. Matt Breida having a big season for them. Matt, really appreciate the visit. Thanks for making time, and really good to have you on the show, Matt.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt. Well done. Great story. Really good player, too. And the 49ers are 8-0 in another big game coming up on Monday night.